You pointed out all your children had graduated from college, and you hadn't, but then you started your college journey at Tulsa right. Community College.
Well, that's back at Charles Hart. He said to me, what do you want to do now? Because I was no longer in the office for neighborhoods. And he had said, I have a recycling position. You can come down here and do recycling. And frankly, I think I might have worn that trash bin costume in a parade or two before. So I said, sure, it's working with people. And it's where the rubber hits the road again. We were looking at recycling at that time through TMUA was weighing a lot of those options that we had. And so I went to public works. But at the same time, I said, you know, I've always wanted to finish my college degree. And he said, well, why don't you? And I'd actually started going to TCC at night and for 2 years, right before Susan left. And I would work during the day and go to TCC at night, got my associate's degree. And then when I worked for Charles, I went to school on Friday nights, Saturdays, and Sundays at OU. OU at that time has a program here for working people. And it worked out, so I actually graduated.
And you are to be commended about that. And age-wise,
well, not really. I mean, my kids were gone. I was home alone. I mean, with my husband Joe, who I've been married to, you know, geez, since 1986. But so I had no excuse not to do it, John. I mean, my kids said, "You've always wanted to do this, do it." So I did, and it was very enjoyable. And again, it helped me in my job because I was the oldest person in the classroom, and I was sitting there with young people who had jobs for the most part. They were in their 20s. And I could hear what they were saying was important to them. Well, that translated to me at the city. And so I was beginning to hear how younger people were feeling and what they wanted in a place to call home. And so I really gained a lot from getting that degree more than just taking tests and reading books, which I loved. But I learned a lot from the other students that were there doing the same thing I was doing, because many of them were employed by farmers, I mean, State Farm. You know, a lot of our businesses would pay for their workers to go to college. And so I was mostly in the classroom with people who were employed very young and were doing it for their work.
Yeah. Well, little did you know you were being prepared for the next step in your life, and that was to...
No, I didn't.
was to right. run for public office. So how did that come about? I believe some people asked you to run for the state legislature.
Yes. Yes. Jerry Askin came to Tulsa and had a meeting with Lucky Lammons and myself, and Mary Easley was terming out. No, she wasn't. She was running for the Senate, actually. She ran for her son's seat in the Senate, which left an open seat. And of course, I had never dreamed of running for office, but at that time, I was eligible to retire from the city of Tulsa. So it seemed like a logical progression. I kept my day job, though, while I campaigned. And that's probably one of the best experiences of my life. Knocking on people's doors and hearing how they feel was just unbelievable. I thought going in their homes and listening at meetings was something, but when you knock on a door and a man comes and he's just put a wig on his wife and drawn on her eyebrows because she has cancer and she can't see, and he's worried about what he's going to have for lunch, it just opens your eyes. And for the first time, I became aware of how many people didn't have health insurance in our city, how many people had lost their jobs, the victims of downsizing that we had gone through. This was 2004, and they just wanted to know where the next paycheck was going to come from or where their son was going to get a colonoscopy. And those were just, it was heartbreaking. I would knock on doors where people were living on $400 Social Security. So of course they owned their homes, but they had no insurance on their homes. And they were just scraping to get by. You could see they had space heaters instead of furnaces. So it really allowed me to get an even more in-depth understanding of some of the challenges people have every day.
What district were you in?
I'm in District 78.
Okay.
I still live here, and it's around the fairgrounds. I'm between fairgrounds and TU. And so I had a long stretch of, and a wonderful district, the heart of Tulsa, I say. I went all the way to Swan Lake and part of Maple Ridge eventually, because I was redistricted, you know, during the time we had some changes in our lines. But I went all the way out to Mingo Creek, actually 11th and Garnett. So that my only high school I had was Hale, but I learned all the schools in the area, all the churches in the area, and knocked every door in every neighborhood in that area. So I didn't, at that time, there were no gated communities in my district. So I was really able to meet people face to face.
I would imagine many of those people knew of your name or knew you as you knocked on their door.
They did. Well, they did, yes. But, and it was almost, I felt like it was like getting a master's degree in human relations. It was so, so helpful to me to understand why people make the decisions they make sometimes. And, but I will tell you this, I almost lost that election. I had a young attorney who just moved back to Tulsa, was married, expecting a baby, who attended church in this district. And, I had to go to a recount. We had a runoff, and I ended up winning that election by 22 votes out of 15,000.
Wow.
So as well known as you think you are, you're really not. I mean, it's just people that vote aren't always the same people that you see in other public places. But I made so many friends and went on to serve for 12 years. And even now I'll be at the grocery store and someone will say, could you knock on my door so we can talk? And I'm like, well, no, it gives you permission to knock on people's doors and ask them what they think. And there was no greater joy from that job than that. It was the people I served by far.